Yen is probably the most highly regarded and most widely respected contemporary Chinese writer. His works have been translated into more than 20 languages. He is one of the greatest proponents of magic realist writing in China. He is regularly winning prizes, tipped to win prizes. He's published more than 10 novels. He's published more than 100 novellas and short story collections. And it really is a tremendous pleasure to have him here today. We'll be talking largely about a book, Red Sorghum, which was made into a very successful film by Zhang Yimou a few years ago. We'll be talking about many of his other works, including Frog, including Life and Death Are Wearing Me Out, including Big Breasts and Wide Hips, and so on. Marine Levitska, certainly in London, needs very little by way of introduction. Her novel, Short History of Facts in the Ukrainian, as Yang Rei just said, won prizes, sold many millions of copies into, again, many, many languages. She today will be talking mainly about her newest book, Various Pets Alive and Dead. And I remember Marina was visiting us in China, in Shanghai, and I remember having a conversation with her over dinner about living on a commune and idealist young people and turning into heartless bankers and capitalists. And it's lovely now to see a book that's very similar to that conversation we had over the dinner table in Shanghai. So it feels very appropriate for us to be talking. I'd like to maybe start by inviting maybe first Mo Yen to introduce his writing to us and maybe explain a little bit about his, where do your stories come from? 你自己写的书，你自己觉得你写的是从哪里来的？你自己的故事是代表什么什么经验？你代表什么样的背景？你自己的写法是什么样子的？
我的故乡旁边就有一个国家的农场，因为那个地方土地很广阔，在50年代末的时候，我们这个地方就有了苏联生产的康拜因，就是联合收割机，也有了这个柳云卡的小说里面所描写的东欧生产的拖拉机，像捷克斯洛伐克的、乌克兰的。 这我想在中国的广大的农村是一个特殊的地方，别的地方的这种农村少年没有我这样的幸运，能够在那么早的时候就看到这么多的人眼机械。